Okay, we're up and recording. If you'll begin, please, by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
Susan Breen. I'm the Director of Targeted Case Management here at Ray County Board of Services.
Well, Susan, I understand that we're starting a program called Just in Case. Talk to me about the program and the goal behind it, if you will, please.
We provide supports to persons with developmental disabilities in Ray County, and they live on a fixed income, and with increased food prices and just cost for services that they need, utilities, they've been running short and have had to have been making some decisions as to whether we're going to purchase food or whether they're going to keep their home clean. So we decided to start a program and accept donations of those non-perishable products, laundry soap, paper goods, hygiene products, in order to supplement our folks so that they don't have to make choices between being fed and being clean.
Susan, on average, how many individuals does your organization serve?
137.
Wow. That's wonderful. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about those items. I know you've mentioned a few things. Give us some other ideas. What other kinds of things are we looking for here?
Toilet paper, paper towels, foil, plastic wrap, sandwich baggies, soap, laundry detergent is a major need, or just, you know, hand sanitizer, things that they would clean the floor with, you know, whatever your favorite would be, Mr. Clean, Pine Sol, products like that.
It sounds like those things that most of us take for granted but couldn't live without. Is that a fair and accurate description?
Yeah, that's correct, because at this time they're sharing. You know, we have folks that live in apartment programs that just have a little bit of staffing in order to be able to do for them what they can't do for themselves. And these are the folks that are affected, you know, those folks that live out in apartments, and they may have part-time employment in Social Security, but those dollars just aren't stretching.
Sure. Well, Susan, let's tell people, if we have listeners out there that want to get involved, how do they get those things to you, or if they want to make a cash donation, is that also acceptable?
That is acceptable, and our phone number is 816-470-5045. There are four of us here that would be willing to drive and pick up any donation. We are at 200 North College in Richmond. The zip here is 64085. If you're feeling so inclined that someone might want to send a check or drop by with a cash donation, I mean, you can send it, or you could come here. We could come to you. Where the need is so great, we're just willing to be so flexible. We appreciate anything that anyone collects, anything that is contributed to our program.